Yeah, I can already feel a fucking shit cooking up, dude.
Oh, brewing. Regulators!
Mount up.
Mount up. What do you say we start this goddamn thing?
Yeah, I thought that was the perfect time to do it.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally with browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
What are we starting with?
The best X-Men with which to have sex.
With which to fuck.
Or the best sex-men.
Ooh.
Burrito.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't.
Burrito.
I've never seen an X-Men movie, so Burrito.
You don't know any of the X-Men?
Burrito, are you going with Cyclops?
Yeah, dude, are you going to fuck the eye hole?
No. So when you say X-Men, do you
just
mean
in the
Marvel?
Universe.
Marvel universe.
Yeah, Marvel X-Men
specifically
universe.
X-Men universe.
Specifically X-Men.
And specificity.
But it has to be amongst the mutants that you're having sex with.
So I can fuck Deadpool?
You can fuck Deadpool.
Mutant.
Damn. Yeah,
gotta be a mutant.
I mean, it could be like an ally of the mutants, but it has to be in the same kind of story,
tacitly attached.
What about Psylocke?
Is that wow, all right, man. Yeah,
baby,
she got thick ass thighs.
Who's that?
Psylocke's
Halle Berry?
That's Storm.
No, that's Storm.
Psylocke had thick thighs
Psylocke
in the 90s, man.
Psylocke was played by what's her name?
Rebecca, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, Olivia Munn.
Yeah, Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Am I making that up?
No, that's true. That's right.
Wow. What do you think of that casting?
For such an old lady, she's really hot.
Oh, but this was like 15 years ago or something.
She's still hot, though, for an old lady.
An old MILF?
Yeah.
Art. Who you got? Is Wolverine?
Yeah, who would you fuck that was an X-Men?
Is it Wolverine because he has literally zero refractory period?
Oh.
Wolverine, stay hard. Wolverine, dude. Stay coming.
Yeah, is it Wolverine because he could just keep coming, dude, no matter?
Yeah, and whenever he pulls his penis out, he goes, snicked.
I would pick Wolverine, but if I had to pick amongst the women, it'd probably be Jean Grey.
You don't have to, but yeah.
Yeah.
You can pick Jean Grey.
Jean Grey.
Because you can kill her, and she'll come back.
Right.
That's neat.
No,
yeah,
blood, she's no, the Phoenix, I guess.
You can DV all you want.
Yeah, as the Phoenix.
Yeah, so her pussy will be like 12 degrees warmer.
I mean, it's like out of this world.
Easily.
Oh, my God.
Easily.
Dude.
Past body temp.
Jesus
but
Christ.
But you'd have to have a mutant power in order to enjoy, like, in a counter effect kind of way.
Yeah, what's your mutant power?
You
to
can
have sex
wait,
with Jean Grey.
How about this?
Melt.
You get colder. You
sun.
Get 12 degrees colder.
Like Ice Man?
She gets 12 degrees warmer. That's
shit.
24 degrees warmer. Right?
No, it's zero.
Zero.
You guys are perfect together.
Yeah.
No, wait. It's, no.
Interlocking.
I'm saying you go colder, she gets warmer.
But your cock gets colder, too.
I know, but I'm saying
so you're
once
extinguishing
you put
the flame.
Oh, yeah.
So the portion where rubber meets the road is actually at 0 degrees. Perfectly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand. But you'll have to explain the science to me later.
How about you, Gemini?
If a black body.
X-Men. Storm?
No, I would have sex with Mystique. I was saying this before the show.
Really?
Ooh, Mystique.
Is that a rapper? It sounds like a rapper name.
That's mystical.
Yeah. Oh.
She could be anyone.
Yeah, and that means her pussy could be anything.
Yeah, man, that means it's like if you wanted to like say, okay,
I'd be
how
like,
about,
hey, what if, okay, I want you to imagine the creature from the Black Lagoon, what his pussy would be like.
Oh, shit.
Go.
Damn.
Multiple
and then
lips.
I would have sex
like
with
many
things.
Layers,
pussy?
Like gills.
Swamp Thing's pussy. It
gills
would be,
for a pussy.
It'd be two bitter melons squished together, and I would have sex with it.
Yeah, how about a damn cat, dude, or something like that?
If you
busted a load, it would just leave the gills.
Yeah, it'd just be like,
or you could be like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I want to know what,
A horse.
Yeah, maybe a horse, of course.
Yeah.
You want to know who I thought?
Who?
I already said it earlier, but Deadpool, dude. Because he's back there, and he not only is he just breaking my back,
mm-hmm.
but he's also doing little fun quips, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like,
ah, busted in your ass.
I mean, he's just being kind of a funny guy.
Or like he's doing this, the thing guy. Where he like lifts his legs and just like rocking like, back and forth.
I'm like, okay, stop goofing around and fuck
like,
my ass.
No,
okay?
But he's inside your ass.
I know,
just,
but
he's just spinning.
Yeah, but that doesn't do anything for me. I want him to fucking
you want some pushing.
Yeah, so I'd be like, that's funny and all, Deadpool, but you know what I need.
Yeah, prostate stimulation. Back and forth, not side to side. Thank you.
Yeah, so I like funny guys, you know.
Speaking of funny guys, John Stamos.
Cut it out. No, wait, no. What's his thing?
Have Mercy.
Have mercy.
Oh, my God.
Which is short for Lord Have Mercy.
Have mercy. He would say that when a beautiful woman walked in, no?
Mercy.
Speaking of beautiful woman.
He had his wife, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Becky.
Becky committed frauds because her daughter's dumb as hell.
She's hot.
Dumb as rocks.
Fuck, her daughter's hot.
Yeah, she has to recognize that this is Massimo's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that this is a Slam City canon.
Of Target Massimo's fame.
Yeah.
The very same.
Yeah, dude. One of the most famous WAPs.
He reneged on his daughter. So he's not her daughter anymore?
Oh, no. She's not his daughter? They don't sell that Target anymore.
Yeah, it's Goodfellow.
Wow. Oh, right.
Massimo.
Everyone in the Goodfellow these days?
I'm wearing Goodfellow pants.
It's actually Good and Fellow.
I don't think there's an
Amberson.
Is that true?
Yeah. Look it up.
Look it up, J Mark.
So, John Stamos. Phil Jen.
Yeah, so he's part of the king list now because recently I read. Do you remember who he was married to previously?
Yeah, Rebecca Romijn, Mystique.
Yeah, Mystique. Speaking of Mystique.
Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
There you go.
Oh, she got Stamosed.
Yeah. And then they got divorced, and then he got himself a new wife.
Really?
You want to know the age spread between the two?
Yes, you know I do.
Wait, between Rebecca and his new one or Stamos and his new one?
Give me a head, dude.
Is he a good guy or is he a very bad guy? Because if he's a very bad guy, I won't like this.
It's 40.
Well, we can start with his age. He's like almost 60.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like 58?
Like 59, I think.
She's 21.
Is that right?
No.
Not that much?
It's not that crazy. Come on.
Okay.
Leo would do it.
Let's just do the math.
I think it's 27.
That's a little over, but you're in the range.
What?
What, she's 30?
It's like 22. Yeah, I mean, I give a fuck about a 30-year-old. 21. He can have her.
Wait, no. Oh, 22 is the age spread?
Yeah, it's a spread.
So she's 36?
Maybe.
Come on, dude. She can start collecting retirement soon.
Yeah,
dude.
Seriously.
What the hell?
That thing expired.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but you're just not seeing from the point of view of a 60-year-old.
No, you're right. It is good for him. I'm glad for him. But if it's not...
I think John Stamos can get a 19-year-old.
If it's not pissing off women everywhere all over
the
world, then I'm not into it.
A 60-year-old can get a 19-year-old?
Of course.
Of course.
Wow.
It's been that way since the dawn of time, dude.
Since they've had 60-year-olds and since they've had 19-year-olds. The very first man who turned 60 had sex with a 19-year-old that day.
And guess what? I hate to break it to you. It went younger than that.
That is like the back in the day. We don't have to do that.
What I'm just saying.
We're talking about
the dawn of time. It was 60 and 13.
Yeah, but
13.
It was a fun bit. Now it's serious.
Yeah, because you're bringing up quinceañeras now.
Oh my God. Some might say too old.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, so is she a hottie?
Yeah
for sure. It's John.
Is she also a Greek?
I don't think so.
Okay,
maybe.
Thank God.
Is she Greek like... Does she go Greek?
Rachel Aniston's Greek.
Rachel Aniston? Who's Rachel Aniston? Jennifer Aniston? Oh, Rachel from Friends.
Rachel from Friends.
What's Rachel's last name?
She should just change her fucking name.
What's Rachel's last name?
Rachel Smith.
Green.
Nerd! Rachel Greek.
And it's Ross Geller.
Yeah.
Jew.
And Monica? Geller as well.
Monica.
Bing.
Joey.
Fontaine. No,
Tribbiani.
That one.
French. I'm just telling you all the ethnicities of these people.
Joey Tribbiani's Italian.
Chandler.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Bing.
Gunther.
No, what's his real name?
Joey.
Matt Perry?
No.
Matt LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
French. Anyways, we could talk about Friends forever, dude, but we got a show to do.
Burrito, did you like Friends? I feel like you hated Friends.
I remember watching it.
For
did
the nipples.
Did you enjoy it?
He watched it for the nipples.
Yeah, I watched it for the nipples.
So no
we were pretty young when it was
me
coming
life
on.
Was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the way.
Thursday nights, right? What was it called? Must-see TV?
Must-see TV.
Thursday nights. NBC.
That's back when you had 7 shows across all networks with which to choose.
Right.
You didn't have a lot of damn choices.
An hour to an hour and a half of sitcom format TV.
The networks decided what you watched.
You're gonna like it.
Yeah, and but now we got damn internet. You can watch anything
at your own pace.
Right.
You don't have to watch anything.
Subscribe to programming.
I watch all episodes of Friends at the same time, so I only have to watch 22 minutes of Friends.
Okay.
But across,
damn, God, dude, that's omniscient.
And I have the audio on too.
Wow.
It's just like, oh my God, that would be the worst fucking sound.
That'd be an insane mix. Imagine ripping all the audio and just stacking them all on tracks.
If that's not a 2007 YouTube video, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All episodes of Friends at the same time.
And pan it.
Yeah. So it's just like this cacophony, like a stereoscopic cacophony.
Nice. Let's do it.
That's kind of nice.
By season.
No, all at once, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's the point.
You're just going to have almost pure noise.
That's the point.
But if you did like 20 tracks, it could still amount to something that could be picked apart.
The point is to go all the way. Because once you do that, nobody can do like smaller versions.
What's this genre called?
Smash up.
We'll work on
all episodes at the same time.
All episodes at the same time. I'm into it.
All eps.
And you do it with just various shows.
I bet you could.
Like that 70 show.
So like what you do is you get all the popular ones and then you just pretty much just do a trickle release cycle. I bet you could get a million subs on that bitch.
Let's do it.
Wait, you get each series? Is a video per series?
Yes.
Take something like Rick and Morty.
One video is Rick and Morty. One video is Friends.
But it's all the episodes stacked into one audio.
Also the visuals.
Oh shit. What would that look like?
I mean, it'd just be like flickering. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Let's do it. At least try to experiment with it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Speaking about experimenting, let's experiment.
Experiment gum.
The McGlizzy.
McGlizzy.
McGlizzy McGuire?
I just wanted to say McGlizzy.
What is McGlizzy?
What is it?
You know what a glizzy is?
Nope.
Nope.
It's a pussy.
No, it's like a hot dog, but with a sausage. Yeah, it's like the bun shape with a hot dog.
Why is it a glizzy?
I think it's a regional name. East Coast.
Okay.
Is it like a corn dog?
No, it's a sausage.
It's a hot dog.
If you go to a gas station and they have like a sausage and you put it in
on the roller,
hot dog.
You put a hot dog bun. Like you could do it at any gas station that serves up the cylindrical sausage.
Yeah, with cheddar in it.
Damn, dude.
Those things are disgusting, but they're so good.
Yeah.
I feel like shit every time I eat it.
I can taste the sodium.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And like cheese. It's got the greasiest fucking bite, but it's
almost
dry.
Like carbonated.
It's dry, but it's greasy.
It's weird.
It is carbonated meat.
It feels
carbonated meat.
It feels carbonated.
So tell me about this McGlizzy.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
I just wanted to say McGlizzy. That's what I said at the beginning.
Okay, we'll move it. What's the next one?
Yeah, so next, after enjoying your McGlizzies, you want dessert, right?
Sure.
Get that salty out with some sweet.
Yeah.
And you're tasked, you asked anything under the sun, because that's how you would treat your bae, right?
Of course. I'd be your bae.
And I'm not saying your bae is like for life here, Brian. I'm saying your bae at the time.
Okay, so you say...
Like, you just dropped a load in her, man.
No. You almost dropped a load. You're about to.
This is in between.
Yeah, because if you already dropped the load, she already got dessert.
Fuck that, yeah, man. Dude. And it came out her gills. She looks like the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So I'm asking bae what she wants for dessert?
She's the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Not after I'm done with her, dude. She's gonna get whited.
Whited
and knighted.
Is that your channel? Whited?
Yeah, it's not as good.
Brian McFly.
It's just called Comeback.
Nailing Exotica.
Or Go Back.
Go Back.
Once you go black, you can't go back.
Oh, yeah. She went back.
It's called Bare-backed. Welcome Home.
Welcome Welcome
well,
back, bitch.
No, W-E. No.
Welcome.
Welcome Home.
We'll come home.
We will come home.
All right, Brian. She wants you to get her some dessert. This could either be before the date and you're prepping for the dessert part of the meal, or...
I'm already perturbed that she's asking me to bring dessert. She's sending me on errands.
It's almost like she asked you for a necklace.
Yeah.
Dude, and not a pearl one.
Some girl.
Whoa.
Some girl that I'm having
sex... What's happening?
Some girl that I'm hooking up with in Slam City... East. She keeps like not hinting, but basically saying like she wants me to buy her this necklace.
Seems fair.
And I'm like,
maybe that's her technique.
What?
For what?
That's her side hustle.
For trapping me?
Is no, getting pussy for
getting
necklace.
Getting what she wants. Yeah, she's just trading
like,
off.
Like you
her,
get your dick
I know,
sucked.
But
she gets a necklace.
Can I just say that every time I go home, I have to get a hotel room? So every time I have sex with her, I'm already spending like $125.
She doesn't have her own place.
Go to the Days Inn, dude.
Yeah, she go to the Days Inn.
She doesn't have her own room.
Go to the Motor Through.
I don't know what the deal is.
Go to the Roadway. Go to the Roadway Inn.
Yeah, well,
rent a hostel.
I couldn't do that.
Rent a
hostel. Go in the backseat of the Daewoo Lanos.
Get an Airbnb.
Yeah, but I can't very well be like, look, honey, I buy the hotel room every time.
And the That's condoms. Your necklace. This is not sounding like worth the while.
No, I'm not going to buy her a necklace.
Yeah, that's the
I'm not going.
The entire engagement that they're currently engaged in is impinged upon this necklace.
Oh.
If she presses too hard,
but
Brian's
gone. But he'd also
have
to get the hotel room.
Brian's gone.
And drive over there?
Seems yeah, but he's going out there anyway.
Yeah, but he wasn't intending to get the hotel room.
No, but he was intending to have sex.
So yeah, if she's asking me to get her dessert too, I say, bitch.
I guess... we're done here.
Yeah. No, I'll get her dessert. I'll be like, look, if you stop asking me about the necklace, I'll bring you some fucking gelt.
All right. All right. Here we go. Stop asking about the necklace. We're making a breakthrough here, Brian.
Okay.
No more necklace.
No more necklace.
But she wants dessert because you guys just had McGlizzies. Okay.
She needs something to cut through the glizzy.
You're planning out this dinner before.
She wants to wash out her mouth before she puts it on your dick.
This is what she asked you for.
It's just weird that you're saying that we had dinner, but go ahead.
You ready for the challenge?
It's like you don't even know me.
I don't think you're ready for this.
He doesn't feed the strays.
Yeah.
I think Burrito or Gemini might be ready.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
She wants you to get her some grapefruit gelatin.
Okay.
Grapefruit gelatin.
My first question is, where do I find that shit?
I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me.
I would ask her. What would she say? I don't know.
Oh, see, that's a good one. You could just ask her.
Where's your favorite gelatin
from?
She
pulled this off fucking TikTok that's like in another country or something.
Yeah, she pulled it from Tibetan TikTok. Yeah.
I say, look.
And you're like, yo, that's not even a country.
Look, if you tell me where to get this and it's not that far from my house, I'll get it, but...
Oh, it turns out that
you're not even at your house. You're at the hotel.
You go to the store and you get grapefruit and gelatin.
Oh, my God.
And you make it.
No.
No.
You juice this is gonna, the grapefruit and is mix this it with the gelatin.
Is this going to affect her medication? Because
maybe she's on MAOI inhibitors, dude.
Yeah, maybe she's on the MAOIs.
No.
I think you
can't. Maui.
You
She's
can't have grapefruit on
MAOIs.
There's a lot of stuff medications you can't do.
She only takes the pill and Plan B when she needs it.
Well, she's going to need Plan B.
When Brian's done with her?
Yeah, Plan C is I just squirt a whole grapefruit up in there and see what happens.
That's Plan G.
Yeah. The grapefruit technique, you say.
What is this about? Did your bae ask you to give you some grapefruit gelatin?
I just saw this on like a Japanese TV show.
I don't even understand.
He just saw them eating grapefruit gelatin and he's like, what the fuck?
Oh my
and that
God.
Was it and he brought it to Slim City.
To answer your question, I think your question is would I get her grapefruit gelatin? Because I don't think I would.
You would, because at this point you've subscribed to getting her the grapefruit gelatin because you're going to get the nookie.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Burrito.
So what if it was for yourself? You're craving some grapefruit gelatin. Where are you going? This is for you.
I guess I would Google where to find grapefruit gelatin, and if it was nowhere near me.
Can they sell it on Amazon? Pantry?
I guess I would. That's what I would do. I would order it on Amazon.
Is that what
you
would have done?
Me?
Gemini Jackson, I think that was your answer.
No, I'd go to the Asian market.
Shoot, you don't want to find it?
I was going to say, I would probably go to the MT supermarket first.
Here's your wingman.
Find something like grapefruit gelatin.
H-Mart?
Yeah. They have all the different kinds of gelatin at Asian stores.
Right.
Yeah.
Asians love gelatin. They think it's like the best dessert in the world.
I mean, I don't mind a gelatin. I don't know why we're saying gelatin and not Jell-O.
Because it's gelatin.
We're
because
not
it's fucking. Well, Jell-O is a brand name out of a box.
We're not sponsored.
Gelatin is boiled down fish hooves.
Fish hooves?
Yeah.
No, not fish hooves.
pig hooves. Yeah, pork.
Maybe fucking.
Is that right? Yeah. Is there like a synthetic though?
Pig hooves, man.
Plastic.
You're looking for a rich source of gelatin.
So every Jell-O is made out of a.
No, they have vegan gelatin, but...
Who wants that?
Vegans.
Oh. What are vegans?
We don't have to talk
Speaking
about
of vegans...
I don't want to break your heart.
Mustache. And speaking of Amazon, Mustache. Amazon Prime is playing this commercial where... I don't know the whole story, but this girl sees that she...
Freddie Mercury.
She's growing a mustache out of her face, so she wants to get all the tools to remove it. And for some reason, it's not working out for her and really frustrating her until she sees a bobblehead of Freddie Mercury and realizes it's okay to sport the mustache.
She's like, you know what? Instead of
getting all these.
Right. You know, I'm going to go ahead and spend a lot of money on a Freddie Mercury costume from Amazon.com.
Right.
That's the commercial?
And then wear it to school.
That's an Amazon commercial.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it a young girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like in 14. Maybe high school or something. But she's like going through puberty and happens to be growing hair out of her top lip.
And this is supposed to be like a inspirational thing?
This is what humans are like these days, man. They're like all over the place, like roll the dice of anything everywhere all at once for the Oscar.
I don't know. I mean, I know what I'm feeling, which is that it's dumb as hell. And if you want me to be a white uncle, I'll be the white uncle.
Oh, so you're putting yourself in the position of an uncle. I was going to put you in the position, or all of us, in the position of someone similar age, and she wants to date you, but she ain't losing the mustache.
Wait, we're both 14?
Uh-huh. Sure.
And she's... What else? So we're both 14 and she
has a mustache. Is that mustache bothering you is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Would you say something about it?
No, I would just not talk to, I would say, oh, sorry.
She's like, I like you.
I'd be like, oh.
You couldn't see past the mustache?
She got fat cans.
Anybody? Burrito,
fat
okay?
fucking cans.
All right, if she's got fat cans.
And the
cans,
tightest
fucking cans.
Baldest.
What's that?
She has the tightest snatch.
Dude, I'm not getting that snatch at 14, dude. I'm waiting until I'm 19 to lose my virginity.
Yeah. Well, no, say you could go back in time.
Okay.
With what you know now.
Right. What you know now?
So inside of this 14-year-old boy is a 35-year-old man, and I'm fucking this 14. No.
I mean, she might have a 35-year-old woman in her.
That's true. Good point, dude. Wow. Prove to me that she doesn't,
Your Honor.
We don't. I guess we don't have to.
Okay. Dude, no, I don't want the mustache, dude.
All right, burrito.
Mustache.
Mustache.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would know what it feels like to kiss myself.
Hey. That's pretty cool.
You don't already know that?
No.
You can't suck your own dick?
He knows what it feels like to suck his own dick. He doesn't know what it feels like to kiss himself.
Right.
It's impossible.
Try it in the mirror. It's just a flat piece of glass.
Why don't you lick your elbow?
In the commercial, does it look real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look like real gross?
Wispy.
People actually go through this kind of thing.
I know, but it's like...
She doesn't have fat hands.
Yeah, well then...
I mean, she needs to tame her hair.
I mean, you should just be like, look, don't make fun of people with mustaches, but just...
They're not making fun, though. They're
no, I know, but this is my message, is like, don't make fun of girls with mustaches, but also maybe someone like her mom reminds, just tells her... Just based off of human history,
society, civilization,
a lot of cultures, most men don't like that. And I guess probably even lesbians won't like that either. A lesbian will be like, shave that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel a mustache while you're eating my box. That's why I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. My box don't want to eat back.
Yeah. You know what? If it's just the can situation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most
prescient.
Yeah. Point that
that's the easy
made.
Exchange right there.
Yeah, I mean, if she got D's and he's 14 and a mustache, he doesn't even see the fucking mustache. He doesn't even know she has a head.
I think his dick will get so
he's
big,
like
he'll
Sam
have the courage
Harris.
To tell her about the mustache.
What?
Your dick will get so big on her that you'll tell her about the mustache.
Like I said, he doesn't even see her face, man. He's face blind.
Shit.
I don't know. I think I'd notice her face when she's a fucking stash.
She got double
I don't even
D's.
See face.
Just fat cans on a frail frame.
Alabaster.
Alabaster.
Yeah.
What, is that white?
We haven't seen it. Very
yeah,
white.
I guess you can call me the alabastard.
No.
Because I'm a coming you and leave. Double up.
I'm a coming you and leave.
They call me the alabastard.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a villain that would be in a Batgirl movie.
Alabastard.
Burrito, Batgirl. That canceled Batgirl movie. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Alabastardo.
Alabastardo.
This happened a while ago, but I'll tell you all about it.
Tell us.
Oh, shit.
In a nutshell.
So you remember when Discovery bought Warner Brothers?
We do now.
Okay, so Discovery bought Warner Brothers.
Oh, wow, you got a Warner Brother when that happens.
So there was a merger and they had to drop
man,
a lot of
man, when there's
of
a merger,
property.
You got a Warner Brother.
There was a merger.
When there's a hostile takeover, you got a Warner
They decided
Brother.
To cut... A ton of programming that was going to be produced and canceled a bunch of shows and things. But two of the most egregious things that they canceled.
He's been thinking about this.
He's been stewing for months.
Were pretty much completed movies. Two of them.
Wow.
One was Scoob, Holiday Haunt.
Oh, I still
oh my God.
I'm never going to forgive him for that one.
I was looking forward to.
Sounds like it.
Those rat bastards.
Those fucking pieces of shit.
Those fucking...
Dude, the nerve.
Yeah.
And number two.
Batgirl.
Okay, Batgirl.
Yeah.
PG.
Yeah, I believe they're both going to come out on HBO Max.
Straight to Max?
Yeah, so this is going to be streaming and we're going to put it in theaters or anything.
Sounds like an industry plan.
They're already done as well, right?
They're already done, yeah. Spent $90 million on
this movie. Why wouldn't
they
do that? Why wouldn't they release it?
Mm-hmm.
Tax write-off.
Tax write-off.
Oh, really?
Tax write-off.
Burrito's
now it's a
conspiracy
loss.
Here.
No, that sounds pretty...
$20 million in tax write-off. The only thing is they can never profit off of it, so no one will ever see it.
Nice.
It could be leaked.
Never. If it does, then they could...
No, if it's leaked, they're not going to profit off of it.
I think anything that escapes gets marked somehow. They have a lot of copyright protections in place these days.
Yeah, on Mega.
Yeah. or whatever.
Mega.co.nz.
Are you talking about where the leaks happen?
Uh-huh. Like, no. Kim.com?
At the point of this Batgirl movie getting out of the studio.
Yeah.
Kim.com, we support you.
So a lot of people thought, you know, this is kind of a crazy move. A lot of people were into this movie. They really wanted to see it released. Michael Keaton's was going to reprise his 1989 Batman role.
89?
Some might say the worst Batman.
I think most people.
Brendan Fraser, who some have called.
He's so hot right now.
Is the whale?
He's going through a Fraser sance.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's also going through menopause, dude. He won't stop crying. Go ahead.
Is it hot in here?
He was going to be the main villain in it, Firefly.
Was he the Penguin?
No, he's going to be Firefly.
Yeah, was he a fucking fat ass
Firefly?
Penguin?
Did you say Firefly?
Yeah dude. Yeah,
cancel this fucking movie, man. Cancel this stupid
fucking
movie.
Just try to fucking fly, dude, with that fucking fat ass.
It's not Batman. It's Batgirl. It's a Batgirl's movie, and that wasn't a Batman movie.
Well, then Penguin S.
You tell me this isn't taking place in Gotham City with the same villains?
How about Poison Ivy?
Dude, the more you tell me about it, the more I'm glad it got fucking canceled.
Yeah, it deserved this. It deserved it.
It
really did.
It may have been in Burnside because
she
was wearing the...
What's
Michael
Burnside
Keaton
like?
Is
fucking
reprising
New Jersey?
His Batman role? That's not a reprise.
Yeah, Burnside, is that in Connecticut, dude?
Yeah, is that one of the tri-state area?
Hey, it's sorry.
Does Batman move?
Is Batgirl related to? Is she a Wayne?
No, she's Jim Gordon's daughter.
Here's something that might blow your mind.
Yes.
Not all Batman are Waynes.
But all Waynes are Batman?
No.
Okay. Sit you those sexy ass down.
Jim Gordon's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Commissioner Gordon.
So she's a cop?
Barbara Gordon. No,
she's in a cop family.
Yeah, she's in a cop family.
ACAB.
ACAB includes cop daughters. Sorry.
Yeah. Guilty by association.
She benefited from his protection.
Exactly, dude. She benefited from the military industrial complex.
Right.
/ race war. So, I mean, it's just some hot, privileged white bitch, dude.
Yeah, does she know karate or something?
She wasn't white in this movie.
Oh, okay. Wait. Then never mind.
Yeah.
What was she?
She was going to be played by an actress named Leslie Grace. She's got Dominican parents, so.
Oh.
Island girl.
Afro-Latina.
Island girl.
Michael Keaton.
Michael
and
Keaton.
And Brendan Fraser, who's so hot right now. Yeah.
But so, Afro-Latina. Well, anyways, we don't have to go into that.
Checks, yeah,
we
probably should. A lot of boxes, right?
Afro-Latina? Yeah, at least two.
Yeah. Well, and she's abroad. That's three.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So
kind of crazy that they canceled the movie.
Yeah, but they did get $20 million, so.
Yeah, tax. Dude, they do not give a shit.
Bullshit!
About movies at all.
No.
They absolutely don't.
But, you know, R.I.P., man. I know I would have hated it, but I know you would have loved it, so I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sorry for your loss.
It's like going to a funeral of, like, a family member of yours that I hated.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought was a bitch.
God damn, you're finally like, fucking dead. You're finally fucking dead. Sorry, mom's dead. You're finally fucking dead, bitch. Sorry, dude.
Double up.
R.I.P.
Is it? Halle Berry buried a pandemic.
Halle Berry.
It's a band name.
You know, they say the Halle the berry, the sweeter the juice.
God, she's a sexy woman. Jesus
you
Christ.
You saw her tits on Swordfish, and it cost $10 million to do so.
Damn, Monster's she has ball. Fat tits,
and
dude.
It had nothing to do with anything in the movie.
Yeah, and you know what? That makes it sweeter, dude.
Yeah. 10 million bones. How much would it cost to see Brian McFly's ball sack on a movie?
No, dude. It's an embarrassingly low amount.
Twenties of dollars.
Yeah. Okay, how we buried a pandemic. What are we talking about? Are we about to get into the lab leak?
My God.
For the first time on Slam City Radio?
I think Brian McFly
is. We're past the pangolins.
Tell us about it, Brian!
I mean, it's pretty much certain that it was a lab leak, and for about 3 or 4 years, dude, they fucking tried to silence us. They tried to call us racist. They tried to call us conspiracy theorists. It came from a lab, and Fauci made it. Go ahead, CDC, slap that COVID thing on this episode. See if I give a shit.
No, so the CDC does listen to Slam City.
No, who does? Oh, no, Spotify slaps it on there.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're in the pocket.
Did we get it on one of our episodes?
Yeah, we have. We've had them before. Just if you mention that C word.
Really? Well, cut it, J-Mark. I'm just joking. It is a lab leak, but I'm just kidding about Fauci. Maybe. We'll see. What did you want to talk about the pandemic for?
I just thought it was crazy that we live like 3 years of our lives in this different mode. To where things like what we're doing now
in the new normal
kind of was the reg, and now it's flipped again.
Oh, we're done with it.
You're busting loads nowadays, Brian McFly.
Yeah, you're traveling.
Yeah, that's true. It was different for a little while.
You couldn't bust loads back then during the pandemic.
I was busting loads. He'd be busting them into his sock.
No, I was busting loads.
He was busting loads. He was wearing a mask, though.
B-holes with masks on.
They made him wear the mask.
I had a bubble, dude, with some ladies that drop loads in.
Shacked up.
Is that what they call it? A bubble?
Boy in a bubble.
I'm just kidding. We didn't have a fucking bubble.
A Bolivian bubble?
A Bolivian?
A Bolivian bubble butt.
Were you being a super spreader?
No, I don't think
I forgot that term.
Super spreader labia.
Yeah.
Shit. Super spreader legs.
Spreader. I hardly know her.
Okay. Yeah, but I will have sex with her.
You dropping in the poo hole?
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
Albert
guilt
poo
free.
Holes?
Yeah. You dropping in her Albert poo holes?
He batting 500?
Ah, damn, dude. And she's a damn shorty, too, just like Albert.
Damn.
Hey.
Shout out Shorty, letting him drop it in the poo hole.
Yeah, speaking about pandemic girls, Blue October Girl. Now, this is just an archetype.
Uh-huh.
Blue October is one of those bands where...
Hate me today! Yeah,
where the audience loves them because it helped them through some troubled times.
Like Papa Roach.
Yeah, kind
oh
of.
Oh my God, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm imagining the memes shared by these people.
These women are generally frail.
Yeah, and they have snakes.
They do have snakes.
Did you say, oh, I thought,
reptiles.
I heard half snakes.
They are kind of half snakes.
They're reptilians.
They care for reptilians.
They have bedazzled jeans.
Wow.
Bedazzled.
Okay. Bedazzled and torn.
Yeah. They listen to Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
That's the name.
Their hair is like
a bob,
fried.
But it's fried.
From coloring it so much.
And straightening it.
And straightening it.
Yeah. Over corner fried hair.
Over corner fried? Over corner fried.
So what about them? They have a lot of mascara.
I just needed that reflection that you guys just
gave.
No,
yeah, I know.
That's
a lot of
all I need.
A
lot of mascara.
Yeah.
Usually blue eyes.
But here's a crazy
bad
thing,
tattoos.
Though. I mean, how long has Blue October been around? Like 15 years plus?
Yeah,
at
longer.
Least 20,
and
dude.
Think, like, if 25. They were in their prime uh-huh. when they first were getting on that Blue October boat.
From
sure.
Houston.
When they were breaking out, too.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, 15 years ago or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
25.
These women nowadays. 25? Nowadays,
yeah, they're hitting the 4-0s and shit. You
sure.
know? And they got kids and extra pounds.
Those tattoos are a little grayer.
Problems. Yeah. They spread some.
Uh-huh.
Like their legs did.
Sure. Stretch marks.
Super spreader.
Yeah. But Hearts of Gold. So where are you at, Brian?
Oh.
You dating Blue October Girl?
Yeah.
40.
And she wants some fucking grapefruit gelatin.
And a necklace.
Heart of Gold. I mean,
because she's fucking 40. She's been around the block.
She knows her twice. She knows her worth, King.
I mean, it's not looking good for Blue October Girl. But if you age me about 20 years from now, I'm settled down. I've had enough pussy that, you know.
All right. Let's go Stamos. We're bringing this all back together. We're going Stamos. You're like 60.
And I'm not famous and rich, right?
Yeah, because you'd still be Stamosing. Yeah.
But you're still getting some.
I'm Stamosing, dude.
Yeah, I'm Stamosing.
So, yeah. I mean, if I'm not rich and I'm not famous and I'm 60, yeah, I'll go with a 40-year-old.
You guys don't think John Stamos is rich?
No, he's saying, this is the only vector in which he's dating Blue October Girl.
Is if I am
60.
Destitute?
Old.
He needs
Let's
somebody.
Let's say you're getting by.
He's broke as fuck and he needs somebody to take care of him.
How busted ass girl. Is his white van?
It's so busted, it's no longer white.
Yeah. It's rusty, dude.
What are you doing with a white van in the first place?
Raping.
That's none of your business, dude. It's been a long... Dude, I'm 60. It's been like at least 20, 25 years since I did any
of
that.
You got 9 years left in life. What do you think he's doing?
Where are you at with Blue October Girl, Burrito?
You know, I don't know who Blue October is.
You don't need to. I just described... Did I give you guys like a good description of what kind of band they are?
Yeah, well, give them a different one.
Let's not even talk about the music.
Give them a different one. Give them a different one. Like a similar band, yeah.
Oh.
Stained.
Maybe.
I have to block
Puddle
out thoughts of you.
Puddle of Mud.
So
that's
I don't
a good
lose
one.
My head.
Okay.
So
okay.
Puddle of Mud fan. Would you date her?
Exactly.
All right. Like, it's the kind of band that they related to him in a way that it got them through some things.
To remind me I'm alone. Playing movies in my head that make a porno feel like home. What is this?
Hate me today!
Ever since I heard that for the first time, I hated it. I still
I loved it.
I think it's
I still
catchy
love
as fuck,
it.
Dude.
It is.
Maybe I'll listen to it
I
again.
I have to block out thoughts of you.
I didn't like his.
Why don't use my
I didn't
hand.
Like his, like, swarmy. What's the word?
Smarmy?
Smarmy.
Yeah.
Smarmy.
Kind of like.
But
he was like
persona.
A pirate. He was like a pussy pirate.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got this, like, persona, though.
Wait, who?
He looks like a guy that listens to Silence of the Lambs. Not Silence. A Lamb of God.
Oh.
And he looks like the guy
Sticky
from Silence of the Lambs.
Like,
yeah.
He does look like
Who?
The
this
guy
is the
lead
singer of Blue October. Yeah, he has like eyeliner on. He's bald. He's like... greasy.
Drowning in pussy.
Drowning in like...
Yeah, it's not grease, it's pussy
neurodivergent
juice.
Neurodivergent pussy.
Dude.
I'm sorry, dude, BPD.
Do you realize...
BPD pussy.
The population that takes MAOI inhibitors is overrepresented in the Blue October.
If they had a run, if they had a run on MAOIs that month... They ain't putting on the show.
We're drawing the Venn diagram of Blue October and MAOIs around this girl, and it looks like a pretty solid circle.
Yeah, nobody eating grapefruit tonight, bitch.
Hey, you want some grapefruit juice? Oh, no, I can't have, I can't touch the stuff.
She asked for fucking grapefruit gelatin because she saw it at the H Mart, but you give her the whole spiel.
Her.
Yeah, it's going to counteract with your medication.
I think it's going to clash your meds. Honey, I think it's going to clash your meds.
Yeah. Fuck. Damn.
Fuck you.
Yeah, sorry, Samantha.
Fuck you.
Nah, offer an alternative.
How about a puddle of cum?
Yeah, how about some semen gelatin?
Puddle of pud, dude.
Okay. Pud of pud. So, Burrito, are you dating this puddle of mud girl?
Yeah, puddle of mud girl.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to
She's
I don't think they're
so
gonna go
fucking
for
into
a guy
you,
like
dude.
Me.
She's not
going
to go. She's going back to him. She's going back to him because he's stable.
Yeah, they want a good guy.
Yeah, they're in a point
they've
in their life.
Their lesson.
Yeah, they've been run through.
They had a couple rounds to figure it out.
Yeah, and a couple rounds.
They're not looking for like a spicy love affair anymore, dude.
Yeah. No. They're looking for the burrito experience, if you know what I mean. A little soft lay down lick on, but a massive cock.
Yeah. Wrap around you like a blanket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I guess you ain't.
Yeah, he's putting it on them saying, yeah, I want him, but really.
Not, yeah, it really was him thinking like, nah, I don't think I want to deal with that energy. I get it, man, and it is energy. And if you don't love her at her worst, then you do not deserve her at her best.
Yeah, and she keeps, because you want to know why?
And she will remind you of
she
that.
She does remind you, yeah. That's how you know.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Now back into that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole pile of discount
of
CDs.
Mud. pile of mud.
She's very white, too.
Yeah.
Like, not just Caucasian.
Like, doesn't get sun.
Yeah.
Alabaster.
She's
She, like, had her first kid in middle school, right?
Not middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was, like, her dad's kid, so it wasn't a big deal.
And at this point, it did take, like, 40-something years. She finally just lets the mustache go.
Oh, no.
Brian's out.
That was Double X Quantimino.
Can you just tell me, Arthur, would you put up with the mustache?
Hell no. I would straight up tell her.
No, he would bring wax, put it on her face.
Yeah, I would buy the most top quality wax.
You wake her ass up just pulling the wax off?
Mm-hmm. Now we can have sex.
I'll do the waxing.
And now we can have sex.
She'd be so happy, dude.
That's how I roll.
I roll her.
Will you ask financial advisors? When you gotta move some weight... Why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Real question about Julio. Is he based off of Puss in Boots? Meow.
And this is the news. Puss in Boots? Oh, Antonio Banderas.
Banderas.
Maybe.
Is he considered a Latino?
Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, but he's from Spain, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's
Are
Latino.
Spanish people considered Latinos?
Can you answer that, Burrito?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice of you, including some of the whiteys in there.
Mm-hmm. Even if they're from Catalan.
Fuck you, Catalan.
You know what's fun to eat at Catalan?
McDonald's.
McGlizzy's?
That's right. McGlizzy is at McDonald's. Man eating McDonald's for 100 days is down nearly 30 pounds so far. And now his wife is joining him.
He's just been shitting his ass for 100 days.
No, man. Let me break this
He's lactose intolerant.
Yeah, break it down, dude. Well, how is this
he
possible?
He eats once.
I'm sure there's something
there. No, he only eats half the meal.
Yeah, probably because he's
How
fucking
does that
sick
hurt
of it.
You? How does that hurt you?
It doesn't, because it's like reducing your calories on the spot.
No, you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that he's cheating the system?
How does the news affect you personally?
Where does it hurt you? Where did it touch you?
Yeah. How do you feel about him taking 3 bites of his McDouble and tossing it?
That hurts.
Would you call
and then
this
eating 18 fries and then tossing the rest?
Would you call this stealing valor or what?
Maybe he's splitting it with his wife, and I'm cool with that.
That makes sense. I mean, that's exactly an Arthur
Maybe
move.
They're on a budget.
Look, baby, we can split this McDouble.
Yeah, and then he loses 29 pounds in the making of this.
Oh, so he's homeless. That's how he lost all this weight.
Is that
I
true?
I think so.
No.
No.
Why is he doing this? To be in a news article?
Day 34, he's lost 29 pounds. How big is this dude? Because a pound a day is pretty aggressive.
I don't know.
Maybe I think he's just, like, he's counting calories.
He must be 475 pounds.
I don't know.
This is a more fun way to lose weight.
Yeah. It's all about calories in and calories out.
Apparently it is. They were trying to tell us that that's not the case for a long
time. It
is
definitely the case, but I mean, whether or not you're getting quote unquote proper nutrients.
Yeah, do you think there's still a nutritious problem?
I think you do.
Eating McDonald's?
I do?
Yeah, man.
It doesn't specify how often, or at least I didn't read how often he was eating it. Because it could
say, on how many days?
I started eating McDonald's since like 5 years ago.
And do we know if it's exclusively McDonald's? I mean,
man,
I guess
eating
if one
McDonald's
of us read
for
this article, 100
days. Yeah, it might help. I think he's on a streak.
Did you watch that Super Size Me?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Uh-huh.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was okay. Yeah.
It was looked fine. Like shit.
It opened our eyes.
Oh, I'm thinking of Super High Me. Remember that?
Yeah, Doug Benson.
Doug Benson. Doug Benson. Yeah.
It was fine.
It was fine. I mean, nothing changed. He just was high for 3 days.
Just
and then
like
he just kept being high for 30 years.
His entire life. I think he was born high.
Yeah. Doug Benson.
You know,
shout out.
After people get high, where they go sometimes?
Oh, I know. All the time. Every day.
Tell us about it, burrito!
Luby's apologizes for ham-handed promotion.
Wow.
Let's hear it.
Wow.
All right. So the company sent an email and text promotion for ham dinners, and it said, Luby's Hamber Alert.
I love
it. Ham dinners spotted at Luby's. Order
I
here.
Fucking love
dude,
it.
Dude, if you do a shitty ass pun, it better have something to do with child abduction.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
that makes it so much better. A cute pun about Amber Alerts?
Hamber Alert. Well, you know how you're always getting buzzed. You probably turned yours off because you don't care about stolen children.
Yeah.
Same.
And one thing you got to know about Gemini is he's never at work. I work with him, but he's never here because every time there's an Amber Alert, he hops in his Jeep.
I got to find this child. She's in Grapevine, Texas.
He puts on his cape.
She's in Grapevine, Texas.
Have you ever found any of them?
Some.
Yeah, and it's usually
not
with
great.
Their dad, right?
Yeah.
You're just trying to take a kid away from her dad. Man.
Hamber Alert.
Bullshit!
In this article, they have a screenshot of this text message, and it's got a...
Oh, my
a
God.
Little,
I'm so
this.
Stupid. I was trying to read this text, and I was going to go like this.
Trying to zoom in on paper over here.
I really
here.
Was.
Okay, so yeah, what does this person respond? What do they say?
No, that's just
them. Oh, no. So about an hour later, Luby says, we believe in owning our mistakes.
I hate when people say that.
We really apologize for the insensitive language in the recent promotion you received.
Oh,
we will
do better. Do better. Does that not bug anyone else?
Do better.
Do better. Someone telling someone to do better or someone saying, I will do better.
Telling people to do better.
I like that too.
Yeah, because you just like to be a fucking
piece of shit.
Jesus. This ham dinner package is $130.
That's the most offensive. That's the only offensive part. Arthur, back us up on this.
It's a whole ham.
I was trying to read how many it serves, though. And it says something like 12 to 15.
Okay,
though.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So it's like 10 bucks a person.
10 bucks a, yeah.
I think it comes with pie.
It's fair. It's just like bringing 10
people there.
I mean,
the text message was a little ham-fisted.
Oh, my God, dude.
But I don't see any hamage.
Yeah.
No, over corner fried.
Yeah.
We believe in owning our... I mean, Luby's, you fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I used to love Luby's.
Amber Alert is great.
Amazing.
No one is getting mad at that. Even someone who's been Amber Alerted is not mad at that.
Bullshit.
I think
maybe
some
that's
people
a whole
are getting
point.
Mad.
Why are they getting mad? Why do people get mad at this?
Because people get mad, man.
Explain to me why,
because
though.
Because they have no sense of humor.
It's a little insensitive towards Amber Alerts.
Yeah, but it's just weird to like read this and think, oh, these people like Amber Alerts.
You know, there's a section of the population that gets off on being mad about stuff.
I guess I'm getting mad.
You're kink shaming them.
Oh shit, I am, dude.
You're kink shaming these fucking, what are they called, rage addicts?
I think
addicts?
Some people should be kink shamed.
Rage addicts who rage
sounding,
against the machine.
Dude? Do you think that shouldn't be kink shamed?
Sounding?
Sounding
kink-shamed.
Dude.
You're out on sounding?
I think you should shame them. You should say, dude, you're putting a fucking icicle in your cock.
It's like, no, this is a utensil from Iran. Sounding?
Would you stop it if you tried it?
What do you mean?
Would you stop kink shaming if you tried it?
No.
Would you let a woman who's 21 with double D's
and a mustache
and her friend.
Oh. Because I've never had that.
And a slight mustache.
That's something I never
sound
had.
Sound you on one end and then
the
put
double
stuff
dilemma,
in your
dude.
Butt on the other end.
That's the double D right
the
there.
Double dilemma.
That is the double dilemma right there.
Sucking the devil's dick.
Yeah. Would you?
Maybe.
Sound?
Probably would.
And penetrate you anally.
If she promised me it was like a very tiny one, a very tiny sounding rod.
Yeah, it's dealer's
Bullshit.
Choice.
Is it the starter kit?
So she has an
array. It's the cheapest one that Amazon sells.
An array of accoutrement.
That's so bad.
Some jagged.
Can I fuck them before they shove a thing in my dick?
Nope.
Then no, I'm out. I mean, there's no way I'm going to be able to perform after someone shoves.
Oh, bitch.
Imagine staying hard for the duration of putting that thing down your hole.
Doesn't sound like much of a challenge.
Yeah.
You think you can stay hard when someone has something that is pokey and they're about to put it, they have your cock in their hand.
And their fat tits out and their pussy and their friend's pussy
and
out.
And they're injecting.
Eating your ass.
Eating your ass.
I'm sorry. Well, I guess you guys.
injecting it into a meat socket.
You can't handle that, dude. You can't handle it.
I know, dude. I know.
Child's play.
My bad. Okay. So where were we? Amber alert.
Speaking about child's play.
Teenage imposter gains access to two Slam City South hospitals.
Oh, shit.
Gains access.
So he put on some fucking scrubs.
A teenage imposter was able to access sensitive areas of two local hospitals.
He sold drugs.
Monkeys out of the bottle, man.
Let me tell you what this kid did.
Please.
Tell
us about it, Brito.
Please, God.
Because it is a wild ride, okay?
Is it Mr. Toads? Is it Mr. Toads?
What?
Is it Mr. Toads?
The Doogie Howser.
Mr. Toads?
Mr. Toads Wild Ride. Never heard of Disneyland?
Toads my goats?
What are you, broke?
Are you broke my goats?
Only been like twice.
And you've never been on Mr. Toads Wild Ride?
Those kids have gone zero times, man!
Yeah, and they're Make-A-Wish kids, too.
And they might be dead!
Like I said, they're Make-A-Wish kids, too.
I'm buckled in, dude. Take us on this ride, man.
Sorry about that.
So this kid, speaking of cars, this kid commits bank fraud. I don't know how, but he ends up getting a $52,000 BMW.
That's crazy.
In Missouri.
I love it.
Drives to Slam City.
Skirt!
To go visit his 15-year-old girlfriend who lives there.
Hey.
Sick.
How old is this guy?
He's a teenager. So
yeah,
It never says in the article how old. They said he's a minor, so he's
okay. 17, 15.
How the fuck did he get a check for a BMW?
This guy rules, dude. Yeah. He's got his head on straight.
This guy's better than that liar. Catch me if you can.
Yeah,
he's King Leo. Close.
Yeah, King Leo.
Once he gets to Slam City, he goes to Scrubs R Us.
Scrubs R Us.
Amazing.
And buys $41 worth of scrubs.
41.
Oh my god.
Are we in fucking Japan?
Dude, no, is this like? What is this? Half a scrub?
Oh, I see. Is this a used rack?
Clearance rack.
All right, $41.
He then goes to the hospital dressed up in these scrubs and somehow convinces the person who makes badges that he is a traveling physician's assistant.
And they made him a badge.
It's all about confidence.
And
dude.
They made him a badge.
He is a confident man.
They're like, you look young. He goes, oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
Would you let this guy on the show?
I've been feeling turned 25 and I feel so weird. I just feel so bad about getting older. And so thank you for saying that.
How old
I'm
are
17.
You?
He then takes these scrubs and this badge
from Scrubs R Us
to an area apartment and convinces them that he makes $28,000 a month working as a traveling physician's assistant and get an apartment.
Does that even make sense?
$7,000 a week?
Sounds about
$350,000 a year?
Traveling physician assistants.
He probably got the math online.
It's high.
It's high.
You think it's high?
Yeah. I'm thinking they make 15 to 20.
Some documents, but
depends on the area.
Yeah, that's a lot. Anyway, so he convinces the apartment complex without showing him.
He said he may have forged some paperwork.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. I think he, you know.
That's how he convinced them, I see.
He physicianed assistants.
I mean, that's probably also
documents.
How he got the BMW, if I'm being honest.
God, this guy rules, dude.
Yeah. And he's a minor, so he's not going to get in any fucking trouble.
Oh, my God.
Go on an adventure of your lifetime.
He just hangs out for a month at this hospital. He tries to go to another one, and they denied him the pass. He wasn't good enough to get into that one. They were a little bit more
suspicious.
Yeah, but he gets out of that place real quick. He says, let me call my recruiter. And he steps outside, and he comes back, and he says, hey, I'm at the wrong hospital. I got to go. And nice. So he ducks out of there. Man. Yeah.
This guy's got stories.
Yeah. And they didn't follow up because, you know.
Thought this through, premeditated.
Yeah. He's smart.
Yeah. So he hangs out for a whole month before he gets found out and they kick him out.
Were they paying him?
Well, I mean, no, I guess, because.
That's not why he did it.
He was never an actual official employee.
Yeah. No, yeah.
That's not for
I know, but.
Love the game. But how's he paying for the apartment?
Well, he's not. He was just there for a month.
He just got signed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Free rent.
It's a very cool month, dude. I wonder if he got any adult sniz out of that.
Absolutely.
Big, dude.
These stupid ass nurses.
He pulled a damn big.
These stupid ass.
Sorry, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. These paramedics.
I wish I was big.
Dude, did he go to fucking Zoltan or whatever it's called? Zoltar.
Mm.
Dude, he's a fucking Zoltard if you ask me.
Oh my God.
police track him down because he had a traffic violation he received a couple weeks shit. Earlier.
Always with a fucking citation.
See,
the
they
record.
Get you for the small shit.
Lights out.
And they run it up the chain. They run it up the chain.
Recorded.
He did get recoded.
Over corner fried.
Okay, so is it in there?
What?
The journey.
The journey?
Is the what man journey? Dead?
Oh.
What kind of BMW was it?
Oh, I'm 7 not Series? Sure.
What does that even mean?
Like a 725i.
My God, dude,
this guy.
It's like a big boat sedan.
Apparently, he didn't have it eventually. When they caught him, he was driving an old Crown Victoria police Oh, that's what happens. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
There's a whole other part of the story. Oh, Jesus
Christ. That's what we're trying to figure out. Missing some deets.
He's got a ghost gun, which is it's a homemade gun without a serial number.
A 3D printed one?
Yeah, 3D printed.
Oh my God, this kid
is awesome, man.
He was driving an old Crown Victoria police interceptor with a spotlight and a radio similar to what law enforcement uses.
Oh no, he's faking being a cop too.
They
searched the hotel that he was staying at.
He might be
and
a
they
psychopath.
Found a bulletproof vest, a gun belt, ammunition, more stolen scrubs, and a t-shirt with the word sheriff written on it.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Dude, I just want a little taste of the confidence that this kid has.
Or psychosis.
I just want a little, tiny bit of psychosis.
You just
want
to live a day in this life.
Yeah, man.
Your Riz is off the chain.
And just to walk into a place and tell a lie.
And then get away with it.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's also a skill.
It would be eating you up.
I know. So you got to have the skill of enjoying lying to people. Which sometimes I do.
So it says, after being released on bond,
yeah, baby,
he was arrested again. He was arrested again just a month later after 192 violations of a GPS tracking system.
Wow.
Oh, he kept escaping his perimeter.
Does he have a GRE arrest? Or something? Or what's it called? Not GRE.
GED.
He must.
A GED?
I mean, they should give him a fucking diploma to the School of Hard Knocks. Jesus Christ, this kid's out here fucking doing the Lord's work.
Damn stripes.
At the stripes. Got his dick sucked at the gas station.
It says he'll have the conviction removed from his record after 6 years, as long as he meets terms of his community supervision, which includes completing a GED or earning a high school diploma, adhering to curfew, and completing several classes.
Homie's just going to forge this fucking diploma and turn it in, and the court's not even going to follow up.
Yeah, it looks good.
Wow, congratulations. That only took 2 weeks.
This is a record. Nothing to see here.
Speed run.
Wow, I like that guy.
That guy kicks ass. Meatball from long extinct mammoth created by food firm. You guys eating the mammoth meatball? Like from
so it's
a woolly mammoth?
The DNA of a mammoth?
Yeah. DNA of woolly mammoth.
You think it's gamey?
I bet it's gamey.
Do you think it tastes like, you know, history?
Prehistoric times?
Yeah. No, I think it tastes like prehistory.
Like the Flintstones?
Yeah, prehistory.
It tastes like fucking Wilma's box.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Wilma! That's what he says when he comes.
He's pissed.
Yeah. And he's like throws bowling balls all over the place.
God, man, does anyone else get filled with a certain like nostalgia when they think about like just you're out there, you know, where would this be? Like in Siberia? You're out in Siberia with your bros on a hunt and you're just like taking down a mammoth with your closest bros.
With bows and arrows?
With bows and arrows, with spears.
Spears, just dragging your dick in the snow.
Yeah, just like farting around the campfire and just being like a fucking dumbass and just
not knowing
eating
words.
Mammoth meat, dude.
Yeah,
Does anyone else get nostalgia for that?
No.
Okay.
It's probably really fucking hard.
That's Brian's
that
inner
life
Neanderthal.
Is really fucking hard.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Customs officer seizes more than $700,000 of knockoff Gucci, Chanel, and other designer brands.
Love it.
So they confiscated it. You know what I hate about this story? I'll just make it quick.
They burned it.
No, they took the retail value of these counterfeits and made that the $700,000 value.
So it's 1,000 purses.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Oh, I guess it's because it's like saying how much they would make off selling it, right? No, because
they're not going to sell it for fucking retail price.
Might as well get a. Oh, that pisses me off too, Arthur.
It's like whenever they get a whole stick of butter that has some weed in it and weigh the entire stick of butter.
Right. Yeah, they're always playing these games, dude, and that's why I'm always telling Gemini, you got to get off the cop's dick. You got to start. Wow. We got to dismantle every police department in this great nation of ours.
You really do tell me that on a daily basis.
And you're like, I think we love
the safety.
They're a thin blue line.
No, they're only that's the thing that's keeping us from civilization.
And I keep telling them they're just a security force for the rich.
No guilty conscience on
Brian. They only care about property.
No guilty conscience. But speaking of a guilty conscience, a hacker behind a $200 million Euler attack, which is a bank, apologizes and returns the millions.
Euler.
What is wrong with this guy?
Euler.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Euler?
Euler.
Is it Euler?
Hmm.
You really
okay, the attacker sent over 7,000 Ether to Euler on Tuesday. And
I'm not returning this fucking money.
That's what I'm saying.
Crypto ain't real fucking money.
Why? They just felt bad? Were they going to get caught?
Maybe the hacker didn't mean to do it, or maybe he's feeling guilty, or he knows he's going to get caught.
If he thinks he's going to get caught,
like,
then
hey,
it makes sense.
There's a warrant out because you took all that Ether.
Yeah. I mean, if you think you're going to get caught,
yeah, but also, if you give it back, they can still charge you with it. So
I know,
you might as well be...
He fell.
$200 million.
He fell on the sword, or what? Or not fell on the sword, but he's just like, you know, he's like begging. He's groveling.
Ah, if I do this, I'll give it back to you if you don't press charges.
Or just like go easy on me.
No, I'd keep the money.
Keep the money, dude.
Keep
run.
The money.
$200 million is enough to disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
Just never get online again. Just
buy your
cash it
island.
Out. Never get online again. You have to live your real ass life.
I do like online though.
Yeah, it prevents you from having to live your real ass life.
God's yeah, I hate living my real ass life.
Imagine living your real ass life with $200 million.
And get real mindful.
Yeah, and just swimming in pussy.
Swimming, dude. Going
in Southeast
to,
Asian pussy.
Oh shit! Go to Thailand. Never have a phone? Have a flip phone? Mm-hmm. Can I have a flip phone?
You can't have a flip phone for what? To call your ladyboys over?
Yeah.
You just go, our ladyboys! what were you going
to
do?
I don't know. I was trying to come up with a name, but yeah. I don't know what their names are.
Yeah.
Brian?
Kung Pung?
No.
It's Brian with a Y.
Thanya Porn.
What?
Thanya Porn.
That's a real one?
That's a real one.
Oh, my God.
Burrito knows that one.
Thanya Porn? Mm-hmm.
We stayed at an Airbnb in Japan run by...
a Thai?
And
Lady
it was
boy?
Called Thanya Porn.
P-O-R-N-E? Mm-hmm. I mean, no E?
No E.
Wow.
Think that guy would steal school buses?
Maybe.
Man driving stolen school bus.
Oh, you missed a...
Naked.
Qualifier, yeah.
Man.
Qualifier.
Naked man driving...
That's how I got it here.
Naked man... Yeah, I'm not just going to... Oh, a guy stole a school bus.
Some guy
this
stole
is
a school
fucking,
bus.
Some
who cares?
Damn guy. No, a naked man driving stolen school bus with dead deer inside leads police on a chase.
Oh, no. What's he doing
not
with the deer?
Not a high-speed chase. I don't know. Eating it?
Okay.
Or...
What did you think?
Also
I thought he was
naked.
Fucking it.
I thought he was fucking it.
Yeah, we had two people thinking he was fucking it.
Oh,
he
is naked. Were the deer also naked?
Oh, well.
Nah, actually, this one was wearing
it
pants.
Yeah, it'd be more perverted if he was naked and the deer was wearing pants.
It was dressed up.
What the hell's going on here?
The deer was dressed up in a dominatrix outfit.
I just pulled the pants
was
to the
really?
Side.
No.
The deer was in
like
a dominatrix
fucking
outfit.
Fucking leather.
Yeah.
The
had,
deer was a dog.
Had a ball gag
dom
in its mouth.
Ball gag.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy. Zipper.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Gross, man. Well, I mean, I mean,
wish him well.
Yeah, wish him well. He just sounds like a caveman.
Yeah,
I like how he stole cool. a school bus though, like an actual like.
Was it an
school
actual
bus?
School bus or was like it
magic?
Alleged gang member with Down syndrome indicted in separate Chicago this. murders.
Ah, this is cool though, right?
Yeah,
I didn't know they could do that. I thought they had hearts of gold.
I think if you actionalize them, they just take on any task.
Wait, are you talking Manchurian Candidate, these motherfuckers?
You don't even have to. You just tell them to do it.
Oh, Samudio. No, that's sad.
Samudio.
He doesn't look like he's like full, though. Did you see a pic?
Yeah. I mean, enough.
I didn't even know you could just be touched.
By an angel?
Yeah.
Which these people usually are.
Of course. Wow. Samudio. Samudio. Did you already do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure, but yeah,
I mean,
point taken.
Slam City time.
You know, Slam Citizens.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Booba Gap serves you
everything.
Then the Crazy One, infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, cause the Crazy One has
everything.
You want substitutions?
No.
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have
everything!
Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Not all night, not all night.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese microwave salesman. Despite not being Japanese and currently arguing with the marketing department about how exploding marshmallow peeps is not only acceptable, but one of the best selling points. Keep that fire extinguisher handy, because we wrap these headlines in tinfoil and set them on high for 5 minutes. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment within a segment. Within a segment. Within a segment.
You can put cats in there, too.
In the microwave?
Ooh.
Meow.
You can. I mean, you shouldn't.
Have you ever done that before?
No.
Yeah, were you a child psychopath?
No.
All you can eat ice cream in frozen food restaurant becomes a hit.
Oh, man.
Akihabara.
Tell me about these mysterious... Oh, go ahead.
You ever wanted to try all these mysterious Japanese frozen foods?
Linguine?
Well, now you can!
Now you can. Hey, look, there's a restaurant, an all-you-can-eat restaurant cuisine? Called Chinsuru Restaurant. Oh, okay, careful. So Chin, Chin is onomatopoeia for the sound that a microwave makes when the food has finished heating.
Really?
And if you put the verb suru at the end, it means that you're eating something up.
Microwaving.
Yeah. It's an interesting restaurant. All the food is microwavable. And there's like a little wall of microwaves.
I fucking hate this. No.
I mean, there's a number of things to hate.
She fucking hates me!
Is this a corporate break room?
Fresh food. You have to heat it up yourself. What, I work here? Man. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're just like a Hungry Jack aisle?
There's a wall of microwaves that are all different, so you can try different Hungry brands Jack-a-son. Of microwaves.
If you're microwave shopping.
Yeah, if you were microwave shopping, I'd try it.
Yeah.
Just that one time, though.
So the price for this is $10 during lunchtime per adult, and you get 90 minutes. Okay.
They time you to eat?
Yeah otherwise Arthur will stay there all day and get his $10 worth.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go in the first place.
Is it all you can eat?
Yeah.
And, oh, it is?
Yeah, and you can eat ice cream.
Wow.
I mean, it's not bad,
ice creams
dude.
As well.
$10.
So that's
bucks.
From the hours They'd from be losing 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then they have a dinner time plan, which is right around $20 per person. Ooh. And then you get 120 minutes.
I drive them out of business.
Oh, challenge.
I destroy that place.
That's from 5 to 9.
What do you think the more expensive microwavable dinners are? Hungry Men XXLs?
Those are cheap as fuck.
But compared to the other ones.
Bling Cuisine is probably a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if you get the higher name brand stuff, you
or
can
Boston
spend...
Boston Market, dude?
My God.
Shit.
Am I made of money?
You can spend a lot on frozen stuff, but these are probably just straight up Hungry Man.
Also, HEB, the pre-made meals, do those count?
Meals Simple.
Meals Simple. Those are fucking $8.
Those are hella expensive.
They are. I do them.
But they're good.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Junior and senior high school students pay half the adult price. And children
that sounds like age discrimination.
Thank you.
Children younger than elementary school age will eat for free.
Even more discrimination.
Wow. The discrimination gets worse.
Oh, and they've got alcohol for adults.
Included in the children?
Bullshit.
No, you have to pay it.
Bullshit.
Extra,
but, fucking gimmick. It's called a buffet.
No, you pay a alcohol fee, but you get as much alcohol
as you
want.
All you can drink? Yeah. It just comes out of a fountain?
Okay. It's starting. Every time we say it's not good, I mean, it turns out to be pretty good.
Hey. No, it happened when we went to... The Yakiniku place?
Do they provide beer bongs?
No.
Oh.
Ear bongs?
But it's all you can eat and all you can drink.
Fear bongs.
Yeah, all you do is pay a one-time alcohol charge and then you just order as much as you want. Yeah. They bring it. They have to. They're
like
obligated.
Like a cruise.
Now, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Bottomless.
I prefer my...
Speaking of bottomless drinks,
yes.
English-speaking only bar opens in Osaka and Tokyo. Yellow cards for those who don't follow the rules.
Oh, dude, they hire me, dude. They hire me to be like,
racist.
Go back outside if you're going to speak that gibberish.
In here, we speak English. Just like in the back corner.
Oh, dude. That's how we got to deal with, you know, racist people. We got to put them where they belong.
In Japan.
In this one little
keeping
box.
In the goddamn order.
This bar is for people who are studying English, and so they should... This is a place for them to be able to speak English or make themselves speak English so they can learn the language a little bit better.
It's a cool name. What's the name of the bar?
The name is Bar Sick! With an exclamation.
If you get two yellow cards, do you get kicked out?
You do.
Really?
Yeah. If you get one yellow card, is some dude playing violin?
Yeah, ooh, it's like an Ocean Avenue.
It says anyone who does accidentally speak Japanese will be yellow carded as a warning.
Racist.
Those who rack up a certain number of yellow cards, the bar hasn't specified yet if it's two or more, will be required to purchase and down a tequila shot as punishment.
That's fun.
I love it.
That's fun.
I'll be slurring Japanese words that I don't know.
Damn.
Just to have to buy a tequila shot. Yeah. At Bar Sick.
Is also a time-based all-you-can-drink system.
Oh, my God. Japan is
awesome. So it's $20 for 30 minutes.
Oh my God. Just encouraging people to get fucking blacked out.
Yeah, because you can just go bottoms up.
Blacked out?
Just getting blacked.
People to get blacked and blacked out.
And that's this place in Tokyo. Black if you lagoon. Want a cheaper price, you can go to the Osaka one, and it's only
all right, I guess we're going to Osaka, right, Arthur?
Yeah. $10.
You call for 30 minutes.
Jeez Louise, dude. I'm going to relapse, dude.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest relapse there is.
I mean, you got to get out to Japan.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, you're gonna get Osaka.
But I think it's a free lapse, dude, if I drink in Japan. We'll see.
If we took you to Japan on the Slam City tour,
yep.
You're relapsing. I don't know if you're going to come back, dude. It's game over for you in Japan.
Yeah, you don't make it back.
I don't make it back.
You better leave your will with your mama.
Better leave your will with your mama.
I'm just being real.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, all my cash is under my mattress. Love you.
Yeah.
That's what his will says.
Oh, there's a few rolls of pennies. They're vintage.
Saving these for a rainy day.
Give my DeLoreans to my love. Sister.
Just give my DeLoreans my love. Send my DeLoreans my love.
You know why he's broke, though?
Ooh, because he was defrauded. There's a Shiga woman who was defrauded 4.4.
I'm sorry, what?
Shiga woman, dude.
Please.
A woman.
Shiga, please.
From
no!
Dude.
From the town of Shiga.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Hey, you need to say that she part a little more clear.
Yeah, you need to...
Don't shorten it. It's pronounce actually the long E. Yeah.
It's actually shy.
Shy guy?
No, E-R.
Nope.
Chiggers, you know, like the...
like Chinese.
Chicken the Chinese chiggers. You know, all like right. The bug.
Smokies out of the bottle,
chiggers.
Man.
It's a real thing. Look
this
it up.
Woman was defrauded 4.4 million yen by a man.
Say like Dr. Evil every time. Come on.
4.4
million yen.
Million.
By a man asking for money to fly down from the ISS space station, International Space Station, and marry her.
He's like, I need gas money.
I like the byline. Let me hear this byline.
Oh, where is it?
You gotta say it like
to major fraud.
Thank you.
Wow, dude. Some women do not deserve their money.
What's that in US dollars?
$44,000.
Yeah, something like that.
Significant.
I mean, sometimes you're not smart enough to hang on to the stuff.
Yeah, if you have 40 grand, if you have this many dollars and no sense, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I need gas money to get down to you so that I can marry you.
You realize how far it is up here?
You know how much space gas costs, bitch?
That's the way you guys are going with
my
this one?
My ISS has very low miles per gallon.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Guy, he said, the man requested money to return to Earth. According to his story, life on the ISS is a pay-your-own-way deal, and he needed to cover the cost of a rocket back.
Wow,
and
that's
the
funny.
Landing
see,
fees.
It is space gas.
Need fuel for my jetpack.
Well, yeah, his my story God. Is. I don't know if that's what they actually do.
And docking fee.
Docking space fee. Docking?
They make me pay for the fucking parachute.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Everything's consumable.
I mean, if it was like the consumer grade space trips these days, I'm sure it's
it'd
all
be 40
itemized
grand.
On
sure.
their
of
bill.
Of course. Of course, but he's an astronaut.
Yeah.
So it should be taxpayers' dollars?
I mean, he gets a salary as well.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe he's coming from the point of view of a consumer.
Sure, but he's not. He's also not in space, so.
Yeah, so what are we
where
even talking
first
about?
Falls apart.
he's not, dude. He's in a fucking
what?
Like small
International Space Station. I meant in school suspension.
Oh wow.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah, today. Man.
I'll see y'all later.
That ISS. Was the noose.
Man, I got a real.
You got a fucking drop of that.
Yeah,
juice.
Man, I ate a bunch of. You want to say that was so? I talked over your last line there.
That was a show.
And subsequently?
Oh, I said
oh,
that was,
yeah,
amazing,
that was
a subsequent
show. Yeah. We ate a lot of meats before the show, dude, and it's just knocking on
so
the door,
dude. So the opposite
dude.
Of sticking up your ass?
Let me out.
Yeah.
What's that?
The opposite of sticking up your ass.
Blow yeah, dude.
Ass.
Blow it out your ass.
Bioya.
You got too much meat up there, dude.
Bioya.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I haven't been saying stick up your ass, man. I hope you have an old clip.
A sample.
Let AI take care of it.
That's true. That's good.
Ground control to Major Bomb.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms.
We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick them. Thick 'em Farms.
Thick 'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick 'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you're sticking. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!